Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jesse Flores. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Easter reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Doby moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Murray now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Wall catches it and throws to second to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Murray covering. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Flores. Chapman moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is walked intentionally. Joe Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Steve Grimek now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wall moves to second. Joe Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wall moves to third. Astroth moves to second. Al Benton now pitching. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wall scores. Astroth moves to third. Joost moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Easter reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman scores. Vallo moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon pinch hits for Al Benton. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Astroth reaches second base with a double. Kennedy throws the ball into Rosen, who tags Astroth trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Joe Murray. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Guerra reaches third base with a triple. Bob Lemon now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dobie hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Chapman strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.